Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody! Happy Thursday! Happy Sixer Day! You know what's coming. Come on! Shoot us! Play the song! The big man last night closing out with a 7-2 and beast. My Lord, he is amazing. He is what he does at 7'2", the athleticism, the touch. My God, I don't want to do this, right? Because I know how some of the old heads feel about Wilt Chamberlain, right? Like, I get it. I don't know how, like, isn't he next level Wilt, right? If Wilt was born in this era, wouldn't he be Joel Embiid, right? Like, just does everything better and is bigger than everybody. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we're talking about a closer. Oh, well, you know, I said it a million times, right? Because it's always hard to get the big man to close, right? It's difficult to get the big man to be your closer. So, you know, you can face the basket. But that's not a big man, right? Like, that's your ordinary big man. Your ordinary great big is not supposed to close out games. But a historic big like Embiid can. And yesterday, you saw a miraculous, like, forget about the shot, right? It's everything that leads up to the shot. And then it's the overtime. It's amazing. He is an amazing player, man. He is the best player. I'm trying to think. He's the best player to come through this town in a long time. Any sport, right? With all due respect to the Doc Hallidays and the Utleys and the big pieces. All due respect. I mean, you know. I mean, AI, I mean, he's 7'2". He's 7'2". AI was the best little man, right, who played big. He's the best big man who plays little. When you think about great players, I mean, this dude is out of his mind. I mean, it's pure greatness. We all knew that if he ever brought it every day, he would be scary, and it's now come to fruition. He's worth just watching him every night, watching what he can do every night. He's on the incredible special. You know, it's funny, the idea of maturation, and I'm a big believer in how you mature as a player, allowing our players to mature. Like, I still think Simmons has another level. I don't know what that level is, but I think he has another level when it comes to maturity. When you kind of grow, like, your body's there, but your mind isn't, right? Like, your mind has to be in the right place. And, you know, whether it's starlets that you're chasing after or whatever, you know, which I completely understand, your mind's got to get there. And Embiid's mind is there. Now, it might be the idea that he's married with a kid now and he's just in that focus mode. But that's what we've been waiting for. is this show of greatness every night. And the array of greatness is just amazingly special. And I think Simmons will get there to another level. It's why I still didn't want to get rid of Wentz, because I still thought that there was another level, that that whole thing was premature. Now, I don't know, but I thought the whole thing was premature. That you got to show, and I think Embiid is the great, he gives you the great message of patience. That when you're patient with a player, that when it pays off, it could be something special. And it's paid off for the Sixers being patient with Joel Embiid and watching him blossom. My Lord, it's great for us. Good morning, Junis.
What's going on, man?
I mean, that game last night, wow.
And you know what I really loved about it? Like, this is one of the first things that came to my mind. You know how we do morning thoughts? Well, yeah. I had going to bed thoughts last night because I couldn't fall asleep last night watching that game. You're so fired up.
Yeah,
But they won their way. The Utah Jazz hit how many threes?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
20 plus threes.
Yeah.
The Sixers could not hit anything. They were one of nine in the third quarter from three. They won their way. In the fourth quarter, they played lockdown defense, leading to overtime. They got the ball down low to Embiid. Tobias Harris was hitting mid-range shots. Yeah, they had the occasional three. Dwight Howard hit a damn three-point shot yesterday. But put that aside. Put Furkan Korkmaz's three that tied it at 92 aside. The rest of the way, from the late third quarter throughout the fourth quarter and then into overtime, they won their way. And it made me think of a caller at the end of the show yesterday, your enemy right now, Brian in Bucks County, who says, how can the Sixers beat the Brooklyn Nets? If the Nets are going to score 140 points, how can the Sixers win? Well, the Utah Jazz just hit over 23s last night. The Sixers shot below 20%, I believe, when the game came to an end from beyond the arc, and still won against the best team in the NBA because they played their way. They didn't try to outshoot the Utah Jazz.
Right, which you should never do.
No.
We've seen it in the past. When you hear me say, well, that was because Brett couldn't figure out a way to win with this unique team. Listen, granted, it's difficult. But also, in fairness to Brett, he didn't have Embiid playing like this.
Yeah, that's true.
Who is completely engaged, who is a beast of all beasts. But my beef with guys like Brian in Bucks County is you're watching. And again, I understand what Brooklyn is, right? I do. I understand that. Not hard to understand that those three guys are prolific. But if you actually watch the NBA and pay attention to the NBA, you got to look at how it's played in the playoffs. The Warriors don't win without Draymond Green and Klay Thompson playing defense. Klay Thompson is a great defender.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And people don't realize that.
Yeah, you think of the shot.
Right? But Klay Thompson is a really good defender, and Draymond Green is a terrific defender. Right? Like, they don't win without that. So, let me see, in the playoffs, when it's not half a COVID roster, when it's the regular season NBA, where nobody plays defense, let me see those three guys, two of whom are notable, well, you know, I want to call them losers, but Harden's got to prove it in the playoffs. I know I go overboard. And Kyrie won on the greatest player's cape. You know, let me see you do it. Let me see you guys bear down when they're actually playing defense on you.
Right. All right? Exactly.
I'm not saying you're going to get shut down. You're not going to score. But let me see it. It's a different game. It's a different game when you're
totally
playing the Rockets and all they got is John Wall.
Right.
And you're firing up shy from everywhere. Let me see you do it in the playoffs when there's actually pressure, when there's a home court. Like, I'll shut up and I'll apologize to Brian. He'll be the first one. If Brooklyn wins the title, I'll give it up and I'll shut up about him. But he's got to do it. And I think you're selling the Sixers short.
Yep.
Because look, they're going to add a piece.
They have to. Like, you know that they're going to. This is a team. Last night was a statement win.
Yeah, Maury's good. Maury knows.
He knows.
Maury knows he has a chance to win it now.
Right. And last night was that statement win where you go, wow, look what they were able to do with this team. And that's what I keep on trying to say. For all the people that are concerned about the Sixers, this team that you have all these complaints about are in the first seed of the Eastern Conference when we hit the All-Star break. They're the top seed, and they ended the first stretch of the games, the first half of the season, by beating the Utah Jazz, coming from behind when they couldn't hit a damn three-point shot and winning it their way, their style of basketball, with the Danny Green complaints, and I get it, like, deservedly so. I have the same complaints. You need a secondary ball handler. What is Shake Milton doing falling down when he crosses midcourt last night? Like, what was that? That's where you need a veteran secondary ball handler to play with Ben in the closing minutes. But they know that, too. And they were able to get to this point on top of the Eastern Conference with all those complaints.
I know. It's funny. So I didn't have my phone with me during the game, right? Because I was helping out Little Ant with his homework, and I wanted to watch the game.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like, I was like, and so I'm helping Anthony out. We're doing this. We're helping. I'm up with his homework. And so I didn't want any distractions. I wanted the game. So I went back and started reading everything. And it's like, in fact, one of my guy Anthony on the gram says, well, I hate watching this team like watching a team from the 80s. And it goes right to what you said, which is they won that way. They won. As long as you haven't beaten Simmons and Harris, like that three is a unique three. You can put some shooters around them, and that's what they did, and it's all about the level of shooter.
Right.
But they're never going to be that, you know, Golden State.
They're not the Splash Brothers. Right.
They're never going to be that. Not when you have all the money tied up in Embiid and Simmons
right. And
Harris. You're not going to be that. But that doesn't matter. You can still win. I'm not saying you're gonna have no threes. Obviously, they needed to stretch the floor a little bit. But you can still win with a semblance of bully ball.
Which is what we begged for all last season.
Right?
And they never did it.
So after the game, you know who's crying today?
Who?
Oh, Donovan Mitchell's crying today.
Oh, he's blaming the refs and all that
kind
of stuff. He's
Donovan
the worst.
Donovan Mitchell's crying today.
Nice little ball player, but he's the worst.
He's a great ball player.
How dare he hurt, you know, possibly injure one of the security guards at the Wells Fargo Center.
I know.
Slapping the damn water cooler.
He's a great ball player, but wah.
Oh, he's a whiner. Ever since his rookie year. When he wore that sweatshirt, the definition of a rookie.
Yes.
Because Simmons won rookie of the year over him and all that stuff. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I hate him. Right? He's another good. So here you go. You ready? Here is Donovan Mitchell, who got hit with his technical fouls, right? And he's like, we got screwed by the referees.
Shut up.
All right? The way they officiate our games is effing ridiculous. First off, you know, give the Sixers credit. All right? You don't want to be a complete whiner. They played a hard game. Joel did what he does. And at the end of the day, they're a good team. We competed, but it's tough. It's tough to go there and see how we fight and compete and have a game like this taken from us. Now, I'm never one to blame a ref. I can say, but this is getting out of hand. And he talks about a whole bunch of things, all how their games get officiated.
Yeah, dude, if your games are so officiated so tightly, how are you still in first place in the Western Conference? Stop complaining, dude. You guys blew it. They couldn't hit shots down the stretch.
He's a great player.
Hell of a player.
You know, but listen, Embiid did that against Gobert. Right?
Yeah.
Like, Rudy Gobert is a great defensive player. Defensive player of the year. Like, he's an All-NBA defensive guy. He's that kind of level of defender. And he ate him. He ate him. All right? He was Joel Pac-Man. All right? He ate him. The Embiid.
Yeah, all over the court. I mean, dude, how about that? How does he hit that three?
I mean, that was amazing.
So I brought up last week, one of the days you were out, if he could be the best player of specific generations. Like, for me, it's either him or Iverson, right? And I go, yeah, Iverson did all that stuff at 6 foot, but Embiid's doing this stuff at 7'2", which is, you shouldn't take away from him because he's 7'2". There's a lot of people that don't want to give it up to Joel. Nah. I don't know how you can after last night.
Nah, he's a more dominant player. I mean, listen, I love Allen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, no, but it wasn't even just the Iverson thing. It was the, you know, the Charles and the Dr. J and the Wilt Chamberlain, all that stuff. Like, they don't even want to have the conversation.
No, you should have the conversation.
After last night?
No. Listen, that's the level of talent. And again, AI does it for longevity. The only thing that you can knock Embiid for is he hasn't done it consistently before this.
Right.
But this block of games, I've never seen anything like it. His talent. Now, again, you know, I didn't see Wilt play, right?
Right.
But I can only imagine that Wilt today is Embiid.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's Embiid. I mean, that size with that athleticism.
All the skills
that
he has.
And that touch. I mean that's what modern day Wilt would be like.
I mean, he hit a step back three at 7'2" to tie a game.
Yeah.
As time basically expired.
Yeah.
Well, where do you see that?
No, well,
Dirk?
Well, right. I mean, that's the whole point of, and Dirk, and it's funny because Dirk's not 330 pounds.
Right. Right. He's not eating people alive. He's not eating Rudy Gobert alive.
You know, like Dirk.
He's stepping out.
Is, you know, that's his build. Like, that's who he is. Like, Durant is 7 feet tall, right? You know, what makes him so amazing is that he just shoots over everybody, right? But Embiid does this, and he's a force. You know, he's 1.5 Dirks.
Right, exactly.
And that's what's just so amazing about it. And I'm convinced, if he wanted to get 30 rebounds in a game, he could get 30 rebounds in a game.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If you want to get 10 blocks in a game, he could get 10 blocks in a game.
I think you're right.
He can do whatever he wants.
He's the MVP. Like, it shouldn't be a debate anymore. It really should not be a debate.
No. It shouldn't be.
Like, good for you, LeBron. Like, you're old and still playing. Like, you know.
No. And here's
all due respect.
And here's the bottom line, right? The bottom line is you're the number one seed in the East. And if you take him off that team.
They're not close.
They're a borderline playoff team. You know, whatever. I mean, they're probably a playoff team. I don't want to overstate it.
Oh, yeah, because he sucks. But
still.
Because he sucks.
You know, what he does, like, that's the definition of the most valuable player. It's unbelievable. By the way, I already got messages from people who cast the Cuz special yesterday. You remember I told you, Sixers and Villanova money line.
Yep. May I have that audio?
Oh, that's great.
Stop spoiling it.
Oh, sorry.
We're 3 hours away.
No, people were sending messages. I was like, yes, that's great.
And the Embiid, you were giving that yesterday.
I
gave
the Embiid over 30. You knew after, like, he was semi-quiet. You knew, like, last night he was going to come in.
My man had 20 points in the first half again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the man.
I saw one of these analytic basketball accounts. I know sometimes we roll our eyes at it, but it's Joel Embiid, and he's now averaging over 30 points because he was at 29.8 going into yesterday, and then he puts up the amount that he puts up. So he's now averaging over 30 points and 10 rebounds. And there's only been, I think, 10 players that did that in a season or something. I'll try to find the exact same tweet. But his efficiency rating doing it is the best of all time.
Wow.
He's the most efficient 30 and 10 guy in NBA history right now.
30 and 10. I'm trying to think of who. I guess Shaq would have done it.
I'm sure Wilt, obviously.
I'm guessing. I wonder if like a David Robinson. An Elijah one.
Maybe.
Jabbar had to do it. Interesting. All right. We got lots to do. And I need today to just relive last night. I want to hear from you today. I want you to tell Chunas, play the song 50 times.
We don't have just a song today.
We got a playback?
Well, not the playback, but it's a Bell's Day.
Oh, the Bells.
Come on now. It's a Bells day.
I was going to ask you to do the playback. The Bells is better than the playback.
Love the Bells. The Bells we can play multiple times.
Bells greater than playback.
I agree.
All right. Lots to get to. Here's the number to call. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Finish the sentence. Joel Embiid is the best player, the most talented player you have seen since ... Cause Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's time now for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, I was still thinking about the game. And I was thinking about, is this the year it's going to happen? I said yesterday I had a hunch that they were going to win it the next year or two. Is this the year? When Daryl Morey makes a trade, all right, will we be saying, oh my God, they got Jay Ajayi.
I was about to say that.
And they're going to win it.
So that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I still remember.
And again, I look around. Again, I don't need to have the Brooklyn argument again. I know how they are. Let's see if they can win in the playoffs when teams play. You know, they defend every possession. But just say it. I know they're prolific. Let's just see if they can do it. Other than that, again, who beats them?
Nobody. I keep on saying Sixers and six against the Celtics. Like, the Bucks will still be a tough out, but, you know, match up the two. I love the Sixers.
You know what's weird? I'm almost, and even though Brooklyn's better than Milwaukee in this weird way, but I almost am more afraid of Milwaukee because, like, they got exited, right, the last 3 years.
Yeah, so this could be the
and all of a sudden the year they go, they're not being nobody's expecting them to get out, and then this year they do.
Yeah, but you have the tape on how to play them. Just with the Sixers last year. Now I know they had Horford and they threw him at Giannis, but Embiid guarded Giannis last year. On the Christmas Day game, not the one when Ben got hurt, but
yeah.
You go and beat on Giannis, probably do you put Simmons on Middleton or you put him on Holiday?
No, Middleton.
And then, you know.
Although, I'd throw both Joe and Bennett.
Yeah, because at points, Brooke Lopez, you got to be able to D him up with his size. Yeah.
Oh, because he's going to stretch and shoot.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just trying to figure out. Like we're all feeling the same thing.
I feel great.
Yeah,
I feel great.
Man. Like we feel like it's going to happen at some point.
Yes. Yeah. It's been. Well, even last year, you were feeling good at times before Ben got hurt, right? Because you did see Embiid. I know he's moping, but when he wanted to play, you were like, "Wow, look at how dominant he is when he wants to play."
Dysfunctional.
Yes. But this year, it goes back
to the coach. Goes back to having
Mr. Ballmer.
An amazing coach.
You think Doc's nurturing them?
Yeah.
I have two things from yesterday. One's a list, but the first one I'll just give you right away. Quinn Snyder, good basketball coach. You know, I think he's got a future in the league. Obviously, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. But if he can't get a job after Utah, evil villain in a movie.
Yes.
Does he not look like an evil villain?
Yeah.
Like any of the, like, Die Hard or any kind of movie like that.
He Hans, looks Franz.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a Hans.
He's a Hans Gruber.
Yeah, so...
He's like,
every time he kept on pulling the mask down, I was like, dude, that's just evil villain face right there.
Yeah.
So that was the first one. Second one.
Yeah, he's got that, you know, he's got that Victor Maitland face, too.
Yes, he does. I have a list.
You're my tough little friend.
Terrifying. I have a list that we could have fun with at some point.
All right.
So I know Ala brought it up a few times. I said it the last time they played Utah, and it's spot on. Joe Ingles looks like a guy that's at the YMCA, right? That's going to cook everyone at the YMCA, but he's cooking people in the NBA. So I have at least five right now. It's not a top five. It's not five all time, but it's just five that came to mind of unathletic players that were actually talented. Like unathletic looking players, excuse me. So Joe Ingles, when you look at him, you don't think
Do you put Blanton in there?
Yes, he should be on there. I have another big pitcher. I have Bartolo Colon, Big Sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude had a great career.
You put Fat Panda in there?
Yes, he should be on there. He's been...
I mean, he porked out like big.
Yeah, as soon as he went to Boston, he got money and he ate. But I have a local guy. Let's face it. Did John Kruk look like Mr. Athletic?
Right.
When he was here with the Phillies in 93? Right. No. Boban Marjanovic does not look athletic.
He's not athletic.
He's got some talent.
Don't say that to Euro John.
I know. In the 10 minutes he plays a night, he's
11 feet tall. I mean.
But he's got some talent for what he can do in his 10 minutes.
He's got no talent.
John Daly, golfer. I mean, he just.
Right.
So I wonder how many others.
But those are like, you know. You're right. Like, those are like lock kind of guys.
Right.
So.
But they also have to be talented, which Ingles is. Like, Ingles is a nice little ball player.
No, he is. I like the question. You got to get more talented, though.
Yeah, I mean, the big baseball players.
Like, Bobe's not talented.
Right. You can think of the big baseball players. Like you mentioned, Pablo Sandoval. Mo Vaughn, or him.
Yes.
He was huge.
Yeah, no, he was. He was a monster.
Like, I was thinking of, like, old school offensive linemen.
Who was the dude... whose father, they play for the Brewers.
Oh, left-handed
power hitter.
Yeah. T-something.
And he was a vegetarian. I remember.
Oh, my God. Why can't I think of his name? I keep on thinking Felix Hernandez. It's not true.
His father was a left.
Yeah, and he had an inside-the-park home run. And I remember it was like the big thing.
Fielder.
Yes.
Prince Fielder
and Cecil Fielder. Yeah. Cecil was his father.
Yeah.
And he was talented.
Yeah,
he had a stretch of amazing seasons.
Yeah, no, he could swipe it. He could swipe. He could swing.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
But before we get to that, and before we get back to the phone lines, you ready? Bells!
And Simmons steals it right back, and Bean with it to Ben. Simmons downhill, cups it, jams it, and a foul! A rugged basket by Ben Simmons! And the Jazz are sending him to the line! Sixers down six, five to shoot. Milton on the move against DeYang. Over to Dwight Howard. He's going to shoot a three, and it's in! Superman delivers from three. Improbable, but true. He's got 11, and it's a three-point game. Here's a drive. Howard blocks Conley. The Sixers have the ball. Korkmaz with it. Howard made one out of two. It's 92-90. Furkan with a floater. It's good for the tie. Furkan, Korkmaz puts it in. Quinn Snyder throws his fist in the air. Sweeping crossover off of the beat screen. Goliath down to the right side. Goel. Face gets away. Gobert to slam. Rudy Gobert. Hook, line, and sinker. And B with a slam. Great ball fake. Gobert into the air. Goes by him on a flyby. And Joe jams it. Backing, turning, out top to a B. Joel shoots a three from out front. It's good. And B gives the Sixers a lead. Simmons down low. Up top and B. JoJo, 30 points in the game. 3:50 to go. Harris goes to Curry. Tobias gets it back off a screen by Joel Embiid. Drives it on Gobert in the lane. Puts it up. And good. A driving layup with 23 seconds to go. Has made it a one-point game. Embiid is pushed by Bogdanovich 9 seconds ago. Dribbles beyond the arc. Fakes a three. Shoots a three. It's up. And good. 5.9 to go. Embiid is tied it at 118. Utah with a timeout, but they don't use it. Mike Conley with it. They can still win the game. Conley drives it. Conley shoots. Gets up. Rimming around. No. Overtime. Joel Embiid has tied the game. Harris catches it against O'Neal. 8 to shoot. Left-hand dribble to the right of the lane. Backing, turning, hanging, firing. It's gone. Tobias Harris. He can't be stopped in OT. Sixers are going to win this game. Tobias Harris. He missed 2 games in a row. He has 11 points in overtime, and the Sixers beat the Utah Jazz. Final score here tonight in Philadelphia, 131 to 123, and the Sixers beat the Jazz in overtime by 8. Get excited!
Wow!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.